The bill would combine the state's private school voucher programs and distribute them more based on income than the quality of an applicant's public school district. Vouchers for special needs students would not be included in the plan. Ohio Department of Education Superintendent Paolo DiMaria says he does not see that as something that would harm public schools and, in fact, might have the opposite effect.
You can't really create a configuration where, you know, where you ever get to the point where it's substantial, such a big number of students using vouchers. And again, I think it accrues to the benefit of the traditional schools to make sure they're as excellent as they can be, because then that sort of obviates the need for people to be put in the position of, you know, what's in the best interest of my student.
DiMaria adds that there's still discussion to be had about the legislation. Critics of the bill say the plan will subsidize private schools and then steer them away from the original intent of helping families pay for education outside of a failing school district. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.